Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. This time, we're going to be tackling something that's captivated humans for centuries, astral projection.
Right.
We'll be exploring a book called Astral Projection Made Easy by E.J. Gold.
Okay.
And this book claims to hold a simple, foolproof method for anyone to experience this phenomenon. Now, I've always been fascinated by the concept of astral projection, the idea that our consciousness can detach from our physical body and explore other realms.
Yeah.
But is it really possible? And if so, how does one actually do it? I've brought along an expert on esoteric practices to help us navigate these intriguing ideas.
Well, it's interesting how E.J. Gold approaches this.
Yeah.
He doesn't present astral projection as some mystical ability reserved for a select few.
Right.
Instead, he describes it as a natural human potential that's accessible to anyone willing to put in the effort.
Okay.
His book is essentially a practical guide, laying out a step-by-step method called the target method that he believes can lead to a successful projection experience.
Okay, so let's unpack this target method. What exactly does it involve?
Well, first, it's important to understand E.J. Gold's concept of the ladder of consciousness.
Okay.
He suggests that we have multiple bodies, not just the physical one we're familiar with. These bodies exist on different frequencies or planes of reality. And astral projection involves shifting your awareness from your physical body to one of these higher bodies, starting with the etheric body.
Multiple bodies. That's a pretty wild concept.
Yeah.
So if I'm picturing this correctly, the etheric body is like a subtle energy field that surrounds and extends slightly beyond our physical body.
Exactly. Gold describes it as a blueprint or template for the physical body. It's often perceived as an aura and has a slightly different experience of reality compared to the physical.
So how does the target method help you move into this etheric body?
Think of it like creating a mental map. Gold instructs you to choose a route in your home and select six distinct points along that path. These become your targets. You walk this route physically three times, paying close attention to the details of each target point, the color of a painting, the texture of a rug, anything that stands out.
And then you create these target cards, almost like flashcards, to represent each point, right?
Precisely. Each card has a unique symbol and color associated with its corresponding target point. You essentially memorize these cards so you can instantly recall them. Then you assume your starting position. And using visualization and willpower, you walk the route in your etheric body, focusing on each target point as you go.
I can see how focusing on familiar objects and a predetermined route might make it easier to maintain a sense of yourself while in this unfamiliar state. But what about those tools he mentions, like the astral projection headband? Are they really necessary?
Gold believes they can amplify the experience. He claims they use quantum crystals and specific frequencies to enhance your projection abilities. He even describes different types of headbands, including a profound poverty model with just one crystal disc.
Quantum crystals and astral projection. That's an interesting blend of esoteric and technological concepts. I'm curious, though, why does he emphasize the use of these external tools?
It seems he believes that our modern materialistic society has conditioned us to focus almost exclusively on the physical world. We've become disconnected from our subtle bodies. And these tools act as a kind of bridge, helping us reawaken those dormant senses and energies.
That makes sense. If we're constantly bombarded with messages that the physical world is all there is, it's no wonder we might struggle to perceive or interact with anything beyond that.
Exactly. Gold argues that we need to retrain our minds to acknowledge the existence of these other realms. And tools combined with a method like the target method can play a crucial role in that process.
So you're saying it's not enough to just intellectually grasp the concept of astral projection. You need to actually engage in practices that shift your perception and expand your awareness.
Absolutely. Gold emphasizes the importance of taking action. It's not just about reading about astral projection. It's about actively engaging with the techniques and experiencing it for yourself.
Now let's talk about the benefits. Aside from the sheer intrigue of exploring other realms, what does E.J. Gold suggest are the potential advantages of mastering astral projection?
He highlights several, some of which you might find surprising.
Okay.
He believes it can enhance self-awareness, improve memory, and sharpen focus.
Wait, so astral projection can make you more present and mentally sharp in your everyday life?
That's what Gold suggests. He also emphasizes the potential for healing by accessing your subtle bodies. You can supposedly tap into a source of energy that can positively impact your physical, emotional, and even spiritual well-being.
So it's not just about having out-of-body experiences. It's about using those experiences to improve your life in tangible ways.
Exactly. Gold's perspective is fascinating because he blends esoteric practices with very practical applications. He even draws parallels between astral projection and activities like gaming, suggesting that the skills you develop in one realm can be transferred to the other. But we'll delve deeper into that connection in a bit. For now, let's explore another key aspect of astral projection: the challenges. If it's as natural as Gold claims, why do so many people struggle with it?
That's a great question. If we're all inherently capable of astral projection, what's holding us back?
Gold addresses this head on. He doesn't sugarcoat the difficulties. In fact, he dedicates a significant portion of the book to discussing the obstacles and how to overcome them. He identifies fear as the primary culprit, suggesting that it's often rooted in traumatic experiences from past lives that we've carried with us into this lifetime.
Past life trauma. Now, that's a concept that adds a whole new layer of complexity.
It does, and Gold's exploration of it is incredibly insightful. He suggests that we might be unconsciously avoiding astral projection because we're afraid of encountering these unresolved traumas.
So it's not just about learning a technique. It's about confronting our deepest fears and healing old wounds.
That's a key point. Gold emphasizes the importance of addressing these fears head on. He provides various techniques and exercises designed to help you identify and release these blockages. He even suggests that the tools we discussed earlier, like the headbands and wristbands, can assist in this process by strengthening your connection to your subtle bodies and making you feel more secure as you venture into these unfamiliar realms.
It sounds like E.J. Gold is advocating for a holistic approach to astral projection, one that encompasses not only the practical techniques, but also the emotional and psychological preparation needed to truly succeed.
That's a great observation. It's not a quick fix or a purely blissful experience. It's a journey that requires dedication, courage, and a willingness to face your inner shadows.
So are you ready to delve a little deeper into the shadows? I'm eager to hear more about how E.J. Gold suggests we navigate these fears and challenges.
Let's dive in. Gold offers a unique perspective on fear. He suggests that our perception of time in different bodies plays a role.
Okay.
When you first project into the etheric body, he compares it to moving into a new house where everything is disorganized and unfamiliar.
That's a relatable analogy. Who hasn't felt that sense of disorientation when moving into a new space?
Exactly. And Gold argues that this feeling of disorientation can trigger fear, especially if we're carrying unresolved trauma from past lives. He even compares it to not being able to find a simple household item like a counter sponge, highlighting the feeling of being lost and out of sorts in this new energetic environment.
So how do we overcome these fears and that sense of disorientation? Does Gold offer any practical guidance?
He does. He emphasizes the importance of building up the muscles of the etheric body through consistent practice.
Okay.
Just like any skill, the more you engage with it, the more comfortable and adept you become. He suggests regular visualization exercises and encourages using the target method as a way to familiarize yourself with navigating in this subtle body.
So it's about building confidence and competence through repetition. It makes sense that the more familiar you are with the terrain, the less intimidating it becomes. Now, what about those tools we discussed earlier, like the headbands and crystals? Do they actually help with overcoming fear, or are they just a distraction?
Gold seems convinced of their efficacy. He describes them as energy boosters that can strengthen your connection to the etheric body and make it easier to disengage from the physical. He even goes so far as to say that the specific crystals and frequencies used in these tools can help to soothe and calm the nervous system, making you feel more grounded and secure during the projection process.
That's a compelling idea. It's almost like these tools act as a kind of energetic support system, helping to ease the transition and reduce anxiety. But let's shift gears a bit and delve into another aspect of E.J. Gold's perspective that I found particularly intriguing: the connection he draws between astral projection and gaming.
That's one of the most unique aspects of his approach. He doesn't shy away from embracing modern technology and popular culture as potential pathways to spiritual growth. He argues that the challenges we face in video games, for example, can actually be valuable training for navigating the subtle planes.
So it's not just about mindless entertainment. It's about using those experiences to develop skills that can be applied in a broader context.
Precisely. Gold uses the video game Diablo as an analogy to illustrate his point. He talks about the different levels of difficulty, normal, nightmare, and hell, and how they correspond to the increasing challenges you encounter as you progress through the ladder of consciousness.
So the more adept you become at navigating the complexities and challenges of the game, the better equipped you are to face the trials of astral projection.
That's the idea. He even suggests that the experience of dying in a game can help you overcome the fear of death associated with leaving the physical body, which he identifies as a major obstacle for many people.
That's a fascinating perspective. It makes me think about how virtual reality experiences are being used to help people overcome phobias and anxieties in the real world. Could gaming in a similar way be a training ground for desensitizing ourselves to the fear of the unknown?
It's certainly an intriguing possibility. And Gold doesn't limit his exploration of gaming to video games. He also talks about using real-world games like blackjack and roulette to develop precognitive abilities.
So instead of simply trying to win money, you're using these games to hone your intuition and ability to anticipate future events.
Exactly. He argues that randomness is an illusion, and that by developing our precognitive skills, we can start to perceive the underlying patterns and probabilities that govern seemingly chance occurrences. He even suggests that practicing these skills in a game setting can translate into more accurate intuitions and better decision-making in our daily lives.
Now, I've always been a bit skeptical of precognition and fortune-telling, but I can see how approaching these games with a different mindset, one focused on developing intuition and awareness, could yield some interesting results.
Gold's approach is all about experimentation and pushing beyond our comfort zones. He encourages us to approach these ideas with a playful curiosity and a willingness to challenge our assumptions. And he doesn't just focus on solitary practices. He also highlights the importance of teamwork and cooperation, particularly in online games.
I'm curious, how does teamwork in the virtual world relate to astral projection?
Gold argues that the subtle realms, just like the physical world, require us to develop strong interpersonal skills. He suggests that online games, like Team Fortress, where players must work together strategically to achieve a common goal, can provide valuable training for navigating these realms.
So the lessons learned from cooperating and communicating effectively in a virtual environment can translate into more harmonious interactions in the astral realm.
That's his contention. He emphasizes the importance of developing clear communication, empathy, and a sense of shared purpose, whether you're interacting with teammates in a game or encountering other beings on the astral plane.
It's fascinating how Gold weaves together seemingly disparate elements like gaming, psychology, and spirituality into a cohesive tapestry. He's not just presenting astral projection as an esoteric practice. He's offering a multifaceted approach that embraces both ancient wisdom and modern technology.
And that's what makes his work so compelling. He's not afraid to challenge conventional thinking and explore the potential intersections between different fields of knowledge. He encourages us to be open-minded and to approach these topics with a spirit of inquiry and experimentation.
And speaking of experimentation, Gold doesn't shy away from discussing the potential pitfalls and dangers of astral projection. He emphasizes the importance of responsible practice and cautions against venturing into these realms unprepared. He even advocates for working with a guide or mentor, at least initially, to ensure safety and guidance.
That's a crucial point. He doesn't present astral projection as a risk-free endeavor. He acknowledges that there are potential dangers, just like with any exploration into the unknown. But he also emphasizes that the rewards can be profound, leading to increased self-awareness, spiritual growth, and even a deeper understanding of the nature of reality itself.
It sounds like EJ Gold is offering a roadmap for a truly transformative journey, one that requires not just technical skills, but also a deep level of self-awareness, courage, and a willingness to confront our deepest fears.
And he reminds us that this journey is ultimately a personal one. It's about discovering what works best for you, trusting your intuition, and embracing the adventure with both curiosity and caution.
Now let's talk of subtle bodies, past life trauma, and gaming as a spiritual practice has certainly piqued my curiosity. But let's bring it back down to earth for a moment and consider what practical applications these concepts might have for our listeners, even those who might not be fully convinced about astral projection. What takeaways can they glean from EJ Gold's work?
I think one of the most valuable takeaways is the emphasis on the interconnectedness of all things. Gold's perspective suggests that the skills we develop in one area of life can have ripple effects in other areas, even those that seem unrelated.
So whether you're mastering a video game, honing your intuition through card games, or working on your communication skills in a team setting, you're essentially training your consciousness for a wider range of experiences.
That's a great way to put it. And this idea extends beyond the realm of astral projection. It suggests that we can find opportunities for growth and learning in the most unexpected places, even in our everyday activities.
It's a reminder to approach life with a sense of wonder and to be open to the possibility that there's more to reality than meets the eye.
Absolutely. and perhaps as E.J. Gold suggests, by embracing this expanded perspective, we can unlock hidden potentials within ourselves and begin to experience the world in a whole new way.
This deep dive has certainly given me a lot to ponder. I'm eager to explore some of these concepts further and see how they might apply to my own life.
I think that's the beauty of E.J. Gold's work. He doesn't just present a set of beliefs. He invites us to engage in a process of discovery and to find our own unique path to understanding.
Well said. We've been unpacking E.J. Gold's Astral Projection Made Easy, and it's a book that's given us a lot to think about. It's not just about floating outside your body. It's about personal growth and facing fears, and even the unexpected skills we gain from things like playing video games.
Yeah.
We've touched on the challenges, but E.J. Gold is very clear that astral projection isn't always easy or safe.
Right.
He even recommends having a teacher or mentor, especially when starting out.
That's an important point. Just like you wouldn't attempt a difficult rock climb without proper training and guidance.
Right.
Venturing into the subtle realms can be disorienting and potentially risky if you're not adequately prepared. Gold emphasizes the importance of learning from experienced practitioners who can provide support and help you navigate those challenges safely.
So it's not just about reading a book and then launching yourself into the astral plane. It's about seeking out knowledgeable guidance and building a solid foundation for your practice.
Right.
Now, throughout this deep dive, we've been exploring E.J. Gold's ideas. But it's important to remember that not everyone agrees with his perspectives.
Yeah.
Some people might find his claims about quantum crystals and past life trauma a bit far-fetched.
It's true that some of Gold's ideas might seem unconventional or even controversial to those who approach these topics from a more scientific or skeptical perspective.
Sure.
However, I think it's important to approach his work with an open mind and to consider the possibility that there might be more to reality than our current scientific understanding can fully explain.
That's a fair point. We don't have all the answers. And it's important to be open to exploring different perspectives. Even if you don't fully embrace the concept of astral projection, I think there are still valuable insights to be gained from E.J. Gold's book. Mm-hmm. For example, his emphasis on the importance of mental discipline, visualization, and facing our fears is relevant to personal growth and self-improvement, regardless of whether you believe in astral travel.
Absolutely. His techniques for enhancing focus, overcoming anxieties, and developing intuition can be applied to various aspects of life. Whether you're an artist seeking creative inspiration, an athlete striving for peak performance, or simply someone looking to cultivate a greater sense of inner peace and self-awareness.
It's a reminder that the tools and techniques of esoteric practices can have practical applications in the everyday world. And even if you're not convinced about the existence of subtle bodies or astral realms, exploring these ideas can be a thought-provoking exercise that expands your awareness and encourages you to question your assumptions about the nature of reality.
And that's what makes this such a fascinating field of study. It challenges us to think outside the box and to consider the possibility that there might be more to life than meets the eye. It encourages us to explore the uncharted territories of our own consciousness and to discover the hidden potentials that lie within.
So whether you're a seasoned astral traveler or a curious skeptic, I think there's something in E.J. Gold's work that can spark your imagination and inspire you to embark on your own journey of self-discovery. You might be surprised by what you discover.
Remember, the most important journey is the one we take within ourselves.
Well said. And on that note, we've reached the end of our deep dive into astral projection. I hope you've enjoyed exploring these intriguing concepts with us.
It's been a pleasure sharing these ideas with you.
And for our listeners, if this deep dive has sparked your curiosity, we encourage you to delve deeper into the world of astral projection and see where it leads you. You might be surprised by what you discover. Until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep diving deep